There you go. How's that? It's Tuesday. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville on this September the 20th, and thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. Well, a week that started with indications of significant conference alignment activity seems to be moving in that direction, although it remains unclear what it means to Texas A&M's desire to affirm its pending marriage to the Southeastern Conference. Yesterday, both the Board of Regents at Oklahoma and Texas gave authority to its presidents, David Boren and Bill Powers, to do exactly what A&M President Bowen Lofton did 3 weeks ago, explore other conference options. But unlike Bowen, Boren and Powers both have kept alive the option of staying with the Big 12. Boren, according to the Associated Press, wants the Big 12 to be an equal revenue-sharing league with more stability and had indicated that unless he sees that it can be, Oklahoma will pursue the Pac-12. Oklahoma State's Board of Regents will meet tomorrow to discuss its future conference alignment. OSU and OU have indicated that they will work together, and if they do make a move, will do so together. Meanwhile, some media outlets are predicting that the SEC could be close to removing its condition of no threat of litigation from the other Big 12 schools from its invitation to Texas A&M, which would clear the path for an official announcement, so stay tuned. It's really mind-boggling when you think about it. A&M has hosted two low-profile, non-ranked, non-conference opponents, and each game has brought a sellout crowd to Kyle Field. SMU was the sixth largest ever at Kyle Field, and Idaho was the seventh largest. Only one non-conference opponent has ever drawn more fans than those two games. That was Notre Dame in 2001. Running back Cyrus Gray says he can tell what kind of crowd it's going to be before he even gets to the stadium.
Before the game starts at our Spirit Walk, I see so many people, so I know what type of crowd it's going to turn out to be. And, you know, 86,000 fans out there, you have to show up. You know, the 12th man is here to cheer you on and to help you. And so, you know, you got to bring your best performances.
Will Saturday's game with Oklahoma State approach or better the Nebraska record crowd of 90,079? Well, it'll be the first battle of two top 10 teams at Kyle Field since second-ranked A&M beat fifth-ranked Texas 20-10 in 1975. Kickoff will be a little after 2:30. Well, better late than never, the national champion A&M women's basketball team is finally getting its visit to the White House. President Barack Obama will greet Coach Gary Blair and the team on October the 6th in Washington. Traditionally, all major college sports national champions and pro sports champions receive a greeting from the president. The UConn men's national championship basketball team had their visit back on May the 17th. Scheduling conflicts have delayed the Aggies' visit, but it is now scheduled again on October the 6th. The Texas Rangers are closing in on another American League West title. They picked up another half game and now lead the LA Angels by 5 games in the rapidly closing West race. The Rangers were off Monday, but the Angels fell 3-2 to Toronto in 10 innings yesterday. Texas will open a series at Oakland tonight. Texas has just 9 games left, 3 at Oakland, 3 at home with Seattle this weekend, and then 3 at the Angels. They have a magic number of 5, any combination of Ranger wins or Angel losses, so they could wrap up the division before that meeting with the Angels on the coast. LA has 3 more at Toronto before finishing with 6 straight home games. The Houston Astros have won 2 in a row now after they lost game number 100 on Saturday. Yesterday, they beat Cincinnati 3-2 on the road. With construction crews around them, the Texas A&M baseball team started fall practice yesterday. The practices will be centered around an on-field and off-field inter-squad competition called the Omaha Cup. The Aggies will start the 2012 season in the renovated Olsen Field at Bluebell Park on February the 17th with hopes of ending it with a second straight trip to the College World Series. This fall, practices will be closed to the public because of the construction. Oklahoma Regents have voted to give Bob Stoops a new contract that'll keep him as the Sooners football coach through 2018. It'll pay him $34.5 million over the next 7 years. And finally, amid the anticipation of the top 10 battle between A&M and Oklahoma State comes a sad story that was addressed yesterday at A&M's press conference. Late Saturday night, when OSU and Tulsa were waiting to start their weather-delayed game, Oklahoma State defensive coordinator Glenn Spencer got word that his 46-year-old wife, Angela, had died. She had been in poor health and had had a heart transplant. Coach Spencer immediately left Tulsa for Stillwater. Both A&M coaches Mike Sherman and defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter were asked their thoughts yesterday. First, Coach Sherman.
All this competition and all this talk about the big game, and you know, you lose his wife, and his children lost a mother. It puts things in perspective, and certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. I can't imagine what he's going through and what that Oklahoma State family is going through in relationship to the loss of a loved one like that. So it's a tough situation.
Coach DeRuiter said that he does not know Coach Spencer well, but still, he got very emotional when talking about it.
Our thoughts and prayers absolutely go out to Coach Spencer and his family. And it's tough. I mean, it's real tough. You know, you get in the games, and the games are fun to compete, and then you realize, you know, it's not the most important thing. A couple years ago, I was in Nevada. I lost my brother during the season. You know, life goes on, and, you know, you get in the vacuum, and you think all that matters is football in those games, but, you know, it's tough. And so, you know, while we'll you know, battle our hearts out come Saturday, we absolutely wish the best for him and his family.
And our thoughts and prayers, too, go out to Coach Spencer and his two high school age children. That's your look at sports. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.